The number of people with the coronavirus in New York is more than 20,000, with more than half in the New York City area. And there's concern the virus could spread rapidly through the state prison system. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, who was sentenced to 23 years in prison for rape and sexual assault, has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. Weinstein is in a state prison in western New York. The news comes as advocates for prisoner rights are asking the state for a plan to protect inmates from getting the virus. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Khalil Cumberbatch is a prisoner's rights advocate with New Yorkers United for Justice and a former inmate of New York State prisons, where he served 6.5 years. He says prisons are not set up for social distancing.
Unlike society, people cannot social distance. The best hope at social distancing you can get is maybe 2 or 3 feet away from your neighbor. As we all know, facilities all across the state are jam-packed, overcrowded to some extent. People are literally on top of each other. The healthcare delivery and the healthcare precautions in those facilities are all too often non-existent.
Some inmates are housed in bunk beds and dormitory-style spaces and share a bathroom. Cumberbatch and other advocates are urging Governor Andrew Cuomo to come up with a comprehensive plan now to contain the virus within the prisons. They say otherwise, the disease could spread like wildfire and also endanger guards and other staff. Over 3 dozen inmates at Rikers Island in New York City have tested positive for the virus. A staff member at Sing Sing Prison is also sick, along with one person at the Nassau County Jail. A correctional officer has already died of the disease. The groups would like to see a temporary moratorium on jailing people for minor parole violations, move nonviolent offenders to other sites to reduce the density in the prisons, and move elderly or immune-compromised inmates to home confinement instead. They also want prisoners now employed making hand sanitizers and other health supplies to be paid overtime wages. Mark Morial is president of the National Urban League.
What we face today in our criminal justice system is a civil rights issue, human rights issue, and humanitarian issue. And we believe that the governor and the legislature can act now to bring relief to this issue.
Governor Cuomo was asked over the weekend about making plans for protecting prisoners from the virus, and he says he's watching the situation very closely.
We don't have a significant issue yet of spread in the prison system. We've taken certain precautions. We've stopped certain visitation. But if we have a problem, we'll address it. But we don't have that problem yet.
Visitors are barred from the state's prisons until at least April 11th, under rules adopted by the State Department of Corrections. There's a temporary halt to taking in prisoners from county jails, and all internal transfers of inmates have been halted, except for medical or disciplinary reasons. And a ban on the use of hand sanitizers by inmates has been lifted. An official at the Department of Corrections says they're preparing by reviewing protocol and checking emergency supplies, and they have medical staff that are trained in infection control. On Monday, Cuomo said his administration is looking at whether to release elderly and sick prisoners.
It's something we're looking at, yes.
Advocates say the state needs to act quickly. They say literally lives are at stake. The states of California, Ohio, and Texas are already releasing some prisoners to prevent a major outbreak in their prisons. And there's pressure on the city of New York to release prisoners as well. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.